What's that mean? Woo, look at that. Say that with me. I got this. Now, this is what God's saying. I thought about it this week. Earlier in the week, I was working with a fella. We were moving some brush and mess. And we'll talk about this next week. But I thought about years ago when my mother was murdered. My stepdad shot my mother. Killed my mother. Then he went over a few feet, sat on a stool, and shot himself. And that's what my family found on Thanksgiving morning, 1993. Horrible. And I'm going to talk about this next week. Not this week. But this is what brought this to the sermon series to pass in my mind this week. God is good to us. And it wasn't long after, I'm talking a few minutes, after I got the news, I knew that my stepdad, who had been an evil man, who had hurt my mother, who had refused to believe in Christ, who shot and killed her 6 times with a .357 Magnum, I knew he was in hell. Now, you might not like me saying that. You might not like thinking there's a God that will take sinners and they will go to a place called hell if they refuse to believe in His Son. But see, that's you saying that. God says, I've got this. You understand or not? And He does us a big favor when He says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And a lot of people over the years have wondered why I'm not bitter. Well, your mother was murdered. How can you not be bitter, Pastor, against God? How could you keep preaching? How could you love the Lord and get up and be positive and sing songs and talk about your mother the way you do? Because God handled that. Do you understand or not? And we're going to talk about that next week. We're going to give a whole message on vengeance next week and bitterness and how God will help you with that. He didn't make you to deal with that crap. You hear me? Well, we're not going to talk about it today, but that's how the series came about in my mind. And I thought, well, I'm going to do a series on things that God says, I've got this. Y'all with me or not? So let's do this one today. I've got this. Because you can't handle it. It's one we try, though. We try to take this one from the Lord and say, I can help you with this one. Pop it up. Let's go, Raj. What are we going to look at today? Where are you at? Oh, he's not telling us the title yet. Do y'all know the title? Don't look. We'll just hang on a minute. God said, Genesis, first book in the Bible. Where'd man come from? Well, you ought to read the book of Genesis. You'll figure it out. You're not slime. You're not slop. You know, your great-granddaddy is not a monkey. It ain't. It's not true. Amen. Come on. God said, let us make man in what? Our image. After our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, all of the earth. Over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So, say it with me. So, God created man in His own image. Keep reading. In the image of God created He them. Keep reading. Male and what? Female created He them. So, God created us. He made us in His image. I'm made in the image of God. Well, if I'm made in the image of God, well, then I can handle anything, right? Well, hold the phone. God made us in His image and His likeness. Say that part with me. But we're not God. He made you in His image. He made you in His likeness. But you're not God. There's certain things you can't handle. Because you ain't who? God. That's the whole gist of this new series. Okay, I'm not God. There's certain things I've not been able. It's not meant for me to handle them. I need to lay off of that. I need to stay away from that. That's God's job, not mine. Amen? It was not my job to be continually angry and bitter against my stepdad. Matter of fact, he did me a favor. Call it what you want. But any vengeance I would have took out against the man who shot my mother, God has taken way more vengeance than I ever would have. You hear me or not? Yes or no? It's not that He didn't love him. He gave his son for him. He refused his son. Are y'all listening or not? So God handles things in our life for us. God is God. This is something I started saying years ago. I used to say it all the time. I haven't been saying as much lately, but I might should again. Here we go. Say it with me. God is God, and I am not. Say it with me again. God is God, and I am not. Now, on today's subject, we're going to have you say it one more time. Say it with me one more time. God is God, and I am not. You're going to need to say that, because on the subject I'm talking about in just a few minutes, you're going to think you can handle this one. You're going to think, oh, I'm good at this one. But that's not what we think you're good at. Okay? You're fooling yourself. So, who are we then? We're all what? Sinners. We're all sinners. What does that mean? We're all what? Flawed. Every one of us are flawed. Everybody in this room is flawed. Not everybody in this room, probably very few, if any, are killers in this room. That doesn't mean that you're not flawed. We got a lot of liars in this room, I'll tell you that right now. Yes or no? Amen. Say. Let's just do a quick test. How many in this room have ever lied once in your life? Let me see your hand. Liars. Say, look at you. You know? Any people ever in this room ever been a little greedy? A little envious, wanted something, want yours? Amen. Say. Anybody ever here looked at a man maybe you shouldn't, or a woman you maybe shouldn't? Say. Got anybody like that in the room? Say. We're all sinners. Yes or no? Amen. God's God. We're not. We're flawed. There's certain things we can't handle. They're God's job. We're called to be salt and light. Keep looking. Only one is qualified to be God, and that's who? Let's say that again. I know this is plain English. Clark, you treat me like a child. Good. Here we go. Only one is what? Qualified to be who? And that's who? Now, we don't need to go to each other and say that. Hey, only one's qualified. No. We're talking about tell yourself this. Amen. Come on. Oh, and by the way, only one's qualified to be God, and that's God. Oh, and by the way, his name is who? Say it with me. Jesus Christ. Well, you say he's the Son of God. Well, Jesus Christ is God. God is in three persons. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And John asked me last week about that, about the Trinity. It's hard to wrap your head around it. And I tried to tell John, you know, you're a body and you're a soul and you have a spirit. And so we're not just a body. You know that when you see a body lay dead in a casket, where did they go? Where's that spirit that was once in them? Amen. Yes or no? Where's that life? It's gone. Well, the body's still there. God is three persons. One God in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Jesus said this. Fill in the blank if you know it. If you've seen me, you've seen the who? Father. But the Bible says no man's seen God at any time and lived. Not God the Father in his essence, the way he is, no. But Jesus came, was born of a woman. Born of what? Of the what? Spirit. Virgin Mary, but the what? Spirit. So God the Father sent his Son, and the Spirit impregnated Mary. There's the Trinity right there. The point is that Jesus Christ is God. There are other groups that will try to tell you that Jesus is not God. He is God. All judgment is given to him. He'll judge everybody. I could go through the Bible up and down on this stuff. All authority has been given to Jesus. He's the ultimate judge. In the book of Revelation, he has eyes as a flame of fire. A sword's proceeding out of his mouth. He casts death and hell. We'll see it a little bit into the ocean, into the sea. Amen? It's crazy. So he is God. That's who we're talking about. Let's see what the Bible says about Jesus being God. Real quick. We're not going to spend all day here. Am I screaming at you? A little bit. Well, I mean, I can't hear. Here we go. Look at Colossians. For by him is Jesus. If you read the previous scriptures, for by Jesus were all things what? Created in heaven and in earth. Visible, invisible. Whether the thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all things were created by who? Jesus. And for who? Jesus. He's before. Jesus is before all things. And by Jesus, all things what? The word consist means held together. Who's keeping the earth on its axis? Who's keeping stars from hitting your house tonight? Who's keeping the ocean from coming so far and then going back? And not just flooding every day? Jesus. Amen? You hear me, yes or no? Jesus. His name is who? Jesus. That's why there's no name given among men whereby we must be saved. The name who? Jesus. Other religions try to put somebody up and say, I want to trust this with this with this. Here's the problem. They're not God. They're all flawed. They're sinners. He is not. He's the God-man, Jesus. Philippians says that at the name of who? Who? Every knee shall bow. Every knee. What about people believing other religions? Their knees going to flat out bow. Every of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And look at verse 11. And that every what? Tongue should confess, shall confess that who? Jesus Christ is what? Lord. To the glory of who? God the Father. So Jesus is God. There ain't but one God. His name is Jesus. Y'all hearing me or not today? Have I confused you? Don't expect me to be able in 10 minutes to explain the Trinity, okay? People have been trying to do that for years. I'm just trying to make plain English for you. Yes or no? Hopefully you can understand a little better. 1 Timothy says there's one God and one mediator between God and man. Who's his name? The man Jesus. See, God became man so that we could be saved. God became man so that we could be saved. He did that, and he can do that because he's what? He's God. All right? He became flesh so his flesh could be crucified, sacrificed, his blood shed. He would be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. There's only one. How many? One. Jesus. So, now some scripture. We're getting to our subject. I've been keeping it a secret. Something you can't handle. Revelation 20. And I know this is the great white throne judgment. I get that. The judgment of the lost. I get it, okay? I want you to see something. And when the 1,000 years, the millennial reign of Christ on this earth, when the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be loosed out of a prison that he had been held in during the millennial reign of Christ. Hang in here with me. And he'll go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Hang in here with me. I hope this is right, Raj. Keep reading. Amen. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was done what? Say it with me. He was what? Cast into the lake of fire and what? Brimstone. Where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be, say it with me, tormented day and night forever and ever. Keep reading. Now here's the part I was wanting to get to. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, by the way, his name is Jesus, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. Say books. They were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of what? Life. The book of life was opened. And the dead were what? Were what? Were what? Out of what? Out of those things which were written in the what? In the books. According to their what? works. Now keep looking. You might go, he is crazy this morning. And the sea gave up their dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. Say it with me. All that's part. Help me. And they were what? Judged. Every man according to his what? And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Say this last verse with me. It's very good for you to know. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the what? Lake of fire. Now, whoo, I'm wore out already. God says, I've got this. Do you want his job? You want his job? You think you're God? You want his job? God says, how about you? I'll do my job. You do what I've called you to do. Be salt and light in this world. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Don't tread over here on my territory. I got this because you can't handle it. What are we talking about? Judging. Y'all with me or not? Judging people. It's quiet as a mouse in here. Maybe it's because I can't hear. I don't know. Judging people. God says, stop it. It's not your job. I'm God. You're not. I created you in my image, but you ain't me. Quit acting like you are. And also he's saying, excuse my language, get this crap off of you. It's screwing your life up. Did you hear my English? It's screwing your life up. Worrying about whatever sister so-and-so done did. Or what somebody else is doing. You give that to me, God says. Because I can handle it. And you can't. Amen. Well, I saw him. I know. And you can argue that the cows come home. You're a sinner yourself, and you're flawed. You see through sinful eyes. Amen? And so what? You judge them. What can you do about it anyway? Say, you go open a book one day. Is that your job? No. Matter of fact, you're going to be judged out of those books for doing what you're doing. Hello? Now let's go to Jesus. I'm going to keep it simple from here on in. Say that with me. One of the plainest verses in the Bible. Say it with me. Judge not that you be not. Now, is that hard to understand or what? Say. Let's try it together. Let's say it again. Judge not that you be not judged. I like that, don't you? You might, Gary, I like to judge. I'm just fruit inspecting. You can call it whatever you want. You're a crazy person. I don't care what church you went to, what background you have, you're nuts for spending your time standing in judgment over other people. Did you hear me? It'll make you a wreck. You can't handle it, man. I knew one fella, I liked him. He was really quite famous in ministry. I mean, he had blazed a trail, had been very successful. And I knew him personally. He's a friend of mine. Did you know that joker couldn't go to a church but so long, and he'd find something wrong with it? And then he'd go to another one, and he'd find something wrong with it. He could never settle down, because there was never one what? Good enough. And I liked him, but I couldn't help but look at him and see that weakness that he had in his life. Y'all hear me or not? You might not think that judging is a big deal. It's a big deal. It's causing you problems in your life. It's not a good thing. So let's go with Jesus. Jesus, we need help. We need help. We need help. Will you help us with this, Lord? You say you'll handle it. Will you help us? Yeah, I'll help you. Here we go. Say that point with me, number one. The what? The final judgment. I want to just look real quickly. We got about 15 minutes. Here we go. Every one of us are going to be judged one day by the who? by the judge. Every day. That's right. By God Himself. We're all going to face God one day. We're all going to face God one day. That means I'm going to face Him, you're going to face Him. Why they got to face you? Say. Amen or oh me. I'm not saying if somebody's hurt you, you keep getting hurt by them. I'm not saying you don't use your brain. I'm talking about judging people. You hear me, yes or no? Talking about them, looking down on them, trying to always fix them. They see you coming and they run. Let God be the judge. We're all going to be judged. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God didn't send His Son Jesus into the world to do what? To condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus might be what? Saved. He that believes not on Jesus. Now, excuse me. He that believes on Jesus is not what? Condemned. But he that does not believe on Jesus is condemned already. Because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Listen, this is God's will. God's will is for people everywhere to be saved. These people we stand in judgment over, they're going to stand before God. That's not our job. Now watch this, a big point. I wrote this, actually this statement years ago, but boy, watch it. Since God did not send His only Son, Jesus, here to condemn the world, I'm certain He didn't send you here to do it either. That's Gary Clark that said that. I'm going to be famous one day, I'm telling you. He said, I didn't send my Son here to condemn the world. But so many people are not in church because they feel condemned by other Christians. Amen? Our job isn't to condemn people. That's God's job. He can handle that condemnation part. Our job is to judge people. No, it's not our job. He can handle that. That's His job. You can't handle it. Yes or no? Let's take a quick poll. Come on and just be honest with me. How many would say, I did spend time judging other people, and it started messing up my own life? Let me see some hands. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. That's a problem. You know what that tells me? We all have a problem with this, don't we? Yes or no? We all have a little bit of a problem with this. Be the someone wears, the way someone looks. For years it was okay at the church. It used to be if a fellow's hair was long, we'd judge him for that. But then, well, we can't do that anymore. That one sort of went out of style. And now, you know, now if a fellow's, you know, if he's got tattoos or something, now we'd judge him for that. Well, that's going by the wayside too. Here's the point. Quit judging people for anything. Yes or no? Are y'all with me or not? I'm not saying don't use discretion. God's not saying that, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. As you love the Lord, know the Lord, read His Word, get the Word in your heart, He's going to give you wisdom. But no part of your life of discretion should be judging other people. Are we hearing me clearly? Praise the Lord. Good. So, say those three words with me real loud. Don't play God. How do you think God feels when you play in Him? Say. You think He's like, oh, it's okay, look at them, they're just playing me. Or is every time you play Him, it's being written in that book? It's being written in that book. It's being written in that book. It's being written in that book. Quite frankly, that might be one of the biggest sins ever, is playing God. Think about it. That's pretty serious, isn't it? Yes or no? Amen? Don't do it. God says, I've got this. I got this. Because you can't handle it. You just can't handle this. You're flawed. You're a sinner. You got your own problems. So Jesus, help us. Help us. Verse 2. Judge not that you be not judged. Verse 1. Verse 2. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be what? The way you judge, you're going to be judged. You mean I judge somebody, I'm going to be judged for judging somebody? Mm-hmm. That's called math. 1 + 1 = 2. You judge Billy, God go judge you. That's a rhyme. Y'all get it? Well, what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. What measure you put on other folk, that measure is going to be stuck on you. Matt came over and helped me with a doc this week. I got to know you, buddy. What a good guy. But this guy can use a tape. I watched him. He'd measure that thing, cut it 4 times. I'm sorry. The point is, we're going to measure that sucker, and we're going to get it right. Amen? And if you measure other people by a certain standard, and you judge them, God says, I'm going to judge you by that standard. Did you hear me? Yes or no? But there's something else that's being taught in this verse, I believe. Keep looking, buddy. So number two, the first one's a final judgment. We're all going to give an account before God one day. The sat one with me, it's the what kind of judgment? You judge people now, and you're going to be judged now. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, God is certainly holding you accountable for your judging other people now. Okay? And it will screw your life up. It will mess you up. It will hurt your relationship with the Lord. It will certainly hurt your relationship with those people. Amen. But here's what I wrote. God will judge us one day. People are going to judge us when? You judge people, and they're going to judge you. Say that with me. You judge people, and they're going to judge. I'm not saying they're going to say you doing what they did. They might say stuff like this. I hate your guts. Ha! They might say, because of you, I'll never go to a church. Pig. Ooh, they might get worse and use some other words I shouldn't use on stage this morning. You judge people now, you're going to get judged now. Did you hear me, yes or no? And you don't know what they're saying to other people about your tail. Wonder why you're losing your friends. Maybe because you talked about somebody and they didn't appreciate it. Y'all hear me or not? Am I being ugly today? I should have gone on vacation, shouldn't I? That guy's ill. He needs time off. No, I'm not standing in judgment over you with this message. This is a message for Gary today. You hear me, yes or no? I came out of a very judgmental denomination. I had a great time there. I loved it. I learned so much. But I see now there was a lot of judging there. You hear me, yes or no? I talked to a fellow this week. He could not believe. He's Catholic. He was hurt real bad by his wife, but he can't have communion no more. That's what he told me. He says, how's that? Well, that's a judgment. They're judging him. Did y'all hear me or not? Yes or no? That's a judgment. Is that right or wrong? That ain't right, is it? Say. And who are we to stand over people anyway? Yes or no? And say, you can have communion, you can't have communion. Who are you? Amen. Am I making you upset? People, this really bothers people. It hurts people, judging people. But I call it the now judgment. Keep looking. You and I are being judged when we judge people. Right now, I believe this verse teaches, we're receiving from people exactly what we give them. Did that make any sense? You're going to be judged with the measure that you judge. When you judge people, you put down a marker. Whoop! And don't be surprised if that marker you drew down in the sand comes back to bite you right in the butt. Did you hear me or not? Our job is grace. Our job is salt. Our job is light. Our job is love. Our job is not judging. And putting down markers in the sand and saying, if you do this, you're evil. Certainly we're there to teach people. Certainly there to help people. But never to do what? Judge people. The way we judge others, the measure we use to judge others, is going to come right back on us, right? That's what that verse teaches. God says, not only am I going to judge you, you're going to be judged for it by other folk. Some of you are looking like, what? Well, it's called, you reap what you what? You reap what you sow. You become a person of judgment. People will judge you. People will stop talking to you. People will stop being your friend. Yes or no? How many want to get together and hang out with a bunch of people that judge other people? Any takers? I just love being with people that sit around and judge people. Oh, invite me. People don't like it. How many have ever been judged in this room by somebody and it hurts you bad? I mean, you got hurt real bad by somebody judging you and standing in judgment over you. Hurts, don't it, buddy? Hurts, doesn't it? Okay? Old Clark's been judged a lot. I tell him this, just spell my name right, Gary with two R's. Amen. Preachers get judged a lot because we're mouthy. Amen. Here's what the Bible says. Don't be deceived. God's not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap. What? See, that's our job. Sow to the Spirit. Salt, light, love, encourage, help, bless. And you'll reap blessing and things like that. But you sow to judging people, that's what you're going to reap. We all good so far? Praise the Lord. Let us not be weary. Yeah, but they did so and so, and I'm wore out. Let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season, we're going to reap if we what? If we don't faint. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do what? To how many men? All men. Especially those who are the what? Of the household of faith. There's more judging in church than anywhere else. And the Bible says, we should especially do good to those that are in our church. Yes or no? Amen. How many ever in a church when they judge like crazy? Let me see some hands. I mean, it was rough. It was rough. It got ugly. It got ugly. Got some ugly going on. Sad. I'm not preaching this message because there's a problem at fellowship. I have the best church, period. Flat out. Okay? Yeah, praise the Lord. It's flat out the way it is. I don't care where you go in the country. You know why? One of the reasons is because if you do this, we all are tend to do this, but if you continue to do this, we don't want you here. Who said that? I did. And by the way, I wouldn't want a preacher that did it. Did you hear me? See, the shoe's on both feet here. If I start judging people, trying to micromanage people's lives, tell them how long their hair should be or what they should wear or what Bible they should use, you should say, I'm out of here. Did you hear me or not? Got it? Now, if you're prone to judging people, that's why this message is there today. It's for all of us. We saw the hands go up. We all tend to do this, right? Amen. It's to put us back to where we need to be. Salt, light, love, bless, encourage. That doesn't mean you don't use your brain. Doesn't mean you can't have discernment. There's a difference between discerning and judging somebody. You sow it, and it'll be so. That's another one. I got credit on this one. You sow it, and it'll be what? So. You judge, I'm going to tell you something. You mark my words, it's going to come back on you. I'll put that, God, that's what God's Word says. I'll trust His Word every day of the week over you. Amen? Big deal here. God says, stop judging. I got this. Well, we got to quit, Raj. You're killing me. You're so slow back there. He's back there flashing light. Here we go. Let's look at the rest of the passage. Here we go. We'll get as far as we can. I think we'll figure it out. Jesus said, why are you beholding the mote or speck that's in your brother's eye? Speck, that's what the word is. Why are you beholding the speck that's in your brother's eye and you don't consider the what? Beam. It can be interpreted two words there. Tree, whoo! Or big 2x6 or 4 or 8 or 10 board coming out of your own eyeball. Let me help you with that little speck. Whoa, brother, back it up. Oh, aren't you helping me? You're about to hit me with the board in my face. Back it up. Jesus said, why are you doing that? How will you say to your brother, let me pull out that little speck? And behold, you got that big old thing sticking out of your eyeball. Y'all understand this preaching? You hypocrite. Say that with me. You what? The number one reason, number one, people aren't in church will say they don't go to church is because the church is full of what? And the number one reason they call Christians hypocrites is because they blank. Judge. Well, we hit the lotto, didn't we? We're figuring out why people don't go to church. Y'all hear me or not? How many would say, that was me, Pastor. I didn't go to church because I felt like it was full of hypocrites. My hand's going up. That's why I wasn't there. Full of hypocrites. How many felt I can't go to church because they'll judge me? I don't have the right thing to wear. I don't speak the right language. I don't look the right way. See? It's a problem. God says, I can handle this. Y'all screwing up my plan of salvation out there. Help me here. Amen. You hypocrite. Jesus talking. First cast out that big old beam in your eye so you can clearly see how to cast out what? That what? In somebody else's eye. Some people use that to say, see, I can judge. If I take care of me, I can go judge them. That's not what that's saying. It's really saying, you got the beam in your eye. How about you work on that beam? And I think if you spend time working on that beam, you're not going to care as much about that little speck in somebody else's eye. Did you get that? Yes or no? Praise the Lord. So here's number three, the right judgment. So we saw eternal judgment. We saw now judgment. And now we're seeing the right judgment. The right judgment is called what kind of judgment? It's called what? You that are so excited about judging people. I've got something for you. How about judge you? Amen. How many in this room, you know more sin about your life than you do somebody else's life? Let me see your hand. Let's try to answer that question. I'm going to give y'all one more shot at it. How many you know more sin about your life than you do anybody else's life on the planet? The answer is every one of you. Every one of you know more about your sin than you do anybody else's. Because you were there at every turn. You watched it all happen. You did it. You might know old Susie did whatever. Yeah, old Susie could say back to you, you done whatever since you were like born. Okay? You understand? Jesus says, you know you the best. Work on you. The purpose of self-judgment is to help ourselves. And when we judge ourselves, we're also helping others. Because it's keeping our mouth shut. It's helping them when we judge ourselves. And we're becoming a better person for them. Amen. Yes or no? This is good stuff. When we judge others, we do what to ourselves? We hurt ourselves. And we do what to them? We hurt them. There is no winning on this judging thing. Well, I judged one time and I really did well. Nah, whatever. Tell somebody else. Don't tell me. Because I'm going to come back at you. I'm going to pick it apart. I'm going to find out that your judging is not good. You hear me? Yes or no? Not a good thing. Another one of my little sayings, you know what good looking is? Good looking. You know what good looking is? Boy, that boy is good looking. That girl, she's good looking. You know what good? Yeah, he's pointing to his wife. That's good looking right there. Smart man. You know what good looking is? It's taking a good look at yourself. The best looking people are those that don't look at other people, but they look at their own self and they try to see what's wrong with me. That's the best looking people on the planet. Did you hear me? The best looking people are those that don't look at other people, but they look at themselves and say, Lord, it's me standing in need of prayer. It's me, Lord, that has the problem. Amen? Beloved, let us love one another. Love is of God. Everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not doesn't know God. And so many times, people that judge, they come across as very unloving. God says, that's not me. That's not what I've called you to do. I'm love. Now, I do judge because I'm God and you can't handle it. But that's not what I've called you to. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to do what? We should what? Yeah, but what if they don't look like me, act like me, smell like me, think like me? I'm still supposed to do what? Love. Not judge. Herein is our love made perfect or mature, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. This is maturity, guys. Immaturity is judging people. You can show that you're an immature believer in Christ when you judge other people. Well, I know the Bible. I went to this college. You judge people, you're a kindergartner. Quote me. Amen. You show your immaturity. You show your maturity. Herein is our love made perfect or mature, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. You want to stand before God one day? You want to stand before Him? We've all sinned, but you want to stand before Him complete and happy? Don't spend your life judging people. Because as He is, so are we in this world. There's no fear in love. There's no fear in love. Mature love, perfect love, cast out fear. Fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. A lot of people judge because they're fearful. A lot of people judge because they feel inferior. It's a way that they can feel superior. When I look down on you, when I judge you, I am superior. When down deep, they're fearful. They don't have love. Have I lost you? It seems awful quiet. I'm just going to trust it's my ears. We love Him because He first loved us. If a man say, I love God and I hate my brother, you fill in the line there, judge my brother. It's a very hateful thing to judge somebody. Did you hear me? It is flat out hateful. Did you hear? Did you hear she ain't with him no more? Yeah, I heard they separated. Did you know how you hurting them? Say, you don't know what she's going through. You don't know her head didn't get pushed through a wall 3 nights ago. But we're standing in judgment over this poor lady. You hear me? Oh, I heard she got pregnant out of wedlock. So? I mean, are us saying that, is that going to make it better? Us saying that, is that going to make it better? Yes or no? How about us coming alongside and saying, I love you, you matter, that little baby matters, what do you need, how can we help you, how can we bless you, not look down on you like you're a piece of trash? That's tough, ain't it? I'm wound up today. My daughter, Elise, says one day we're going to get to heaven and God's going to look at us and go, you were so petty. You were so petty. That's what she told me. One day God's going to look at us and go, y'all were so petty. I gave my son, be about the business of my son. Amen? He that loves not his brother whom he's seen, how can he love God whom he ain't seen? Mickey, how can I say I love God when I ain't seen Him? But I see you. And I love you. I'm just starting to know you a little bit. We went out to eat months ago. Had a good time with you. You're not a piece of trash. You know that? You deserve my kindness. Did you hear me? And you love Him too. And Dino loves you. And look at that. You got love all around you. Hush your mouth. You loved. And this is a commandment we have from Him, that he who loves God loves his what? Brother. Now, I beat this hard today, Raji. Are we done? Well, buddy, I'm going to quit right there. Is that okay? Put the message online. They can go out and see it later. I think we handled it, don't you? I think we covered it. We went through the Scriptures. That's what we did. You're mad at me, aren't you? She says, you do it all the time. Well, I write enough to make sure we got that it's full enough, but I don't have to get it all in because I think we made the point. Did you hear it? Now, the final judgment, we're all going to stand before God one day. We're not going to stand before you. Next time you judge somebody, remember these words. We're not going to stand before you. You're going to be standing with us. Matter of fact, your knee's going to bow next to my knee, and your tongue's going to confess next to my tongue. About Jesus. We ain't confessing to you. Amen? So there's a final judgment coming. Let God be God. Number two, there's a now judgment. As you judge now and you judge others, you will be judged not only by God, but you're going to be judged by the people you're judging. And they're going to tell other people, and all those people are going to judge you because you're the one who started judging in the first place. Number three, the right judgment is what kind of judgment? Self-judgment. Got it? And just keep in mind, the reason we don't judge is because people perish. People are dying and going to a real place called hell. Our job is to rescue the perishing, to care for those that are dying, not to stand in judgment over them. Our job isn't to push them into hell. Our job is to snatch them from hell. Say that with me. Our job is not to push them into hell. Our job is to what? Snatch them. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Your word, your word, your word. Amen. Let's get on our feet.